You know that bird watching has always been cool on Sunday Extra, thanks to the tweet of the week, but it seems that the rest of the world, and in particular young people, might be catching up. Research commissioned by the UK's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds shows a tenfold increase in birding by Gen Zs since 2018, and that's within a 47% rise in bird watching by people of all ages over the same period. At home, BirdLife Australia's annual Aussie Bird Count survey recorded a record-breaking 5 million birds in 2025, counted by 64,000 people across Australia. So, what's happening in the birding community? Let's find out from Louise Williams, president of the Hunter Bird Observers Club and a PhD candidate at the University of Newcastle, looking into shorebirds. Louise, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Yeah, thank you so much for having on, Julian.
It's great, a pleasure. Now, the stats in the UK suggest that there's a rise in birding generally, but in particular amongst young people. Do the stats in the Hunter Bird Observers Club back that up, Louise?
Yeah, they do. So we've definitely seen an increase in membership over the past few years, especially since COVID. And yeah, we are actually seeing an increase in younger people as well, which is really, really great.
So what do you think's driving that?
Well, in general, I mean, birding is really quite popular. So birds just have this broad appeal for people. So if you're going to get into any group of animals, birds is probably the easiest kind of entry point, I suppose, because they're easy to see. Like, they're awake when you are. They're in every habitat known in the local, well, in our area. And yeah, they just let you know when they're there as well through their calls. Easy to spot.
They do indeed. So Louise, tell us about your involvement with birding. Where did you first catch the bug?
Yeah, well, I've actually been into birds since I was a kid, so probably in, well, primary school age, definitely. And I just really like the diversity of birds in the local area, and yeah, just wanted to see more and more species.
Right. And so you got involved in formal clubs pretty early as a teenager. What was the demographic of the club when you joined?
Well, I used to go along to a lot of the meetings with my dad because obviously I couldn't drive back then, and I did notice that it was a lot of older people. And yeah, so over the years, it's definitely changed, definitely shifted a bit. And there's more younger people in the club now, which is fantastic to see.
And are you a bit of an evangelist, Louise? Have you been converting people along the way?
Oh, I have been trying, I must say. Yes, yeah.
Well, you know, it's coming from all very surprising places sometimes. A high-profile birding convert is Mitch Kenny, hooker for the Penrith Panthers. He was interviewed by SBS News about his proclivity for bird watching. Let's have a listen to Mitch.
I think it started out as a joke, and then you can't joke bird watching. Like, you're either going out looking for birds or you're not. Yeah, I think people did it maybe as like a bit of a piss take to begin with, like a lot of like young guys. Kind of maybe myself included, but then once you get out there and start doing it, it's actually so much fun.
Yeah, he takes it really seriously, and apparently he might cop a little bit of stick from other members of the Penrith Panthers, but he reckons that there's some closet bird watchers in the rest of the team as well. Have you noticed some people who maybe come along thinking it might be a bit of a laugh, dare I say, a lark, and then actually being converted, Louise?
Oh, yeah, in some cases, yes. We do get a lot of people that just turn up to see what the club is like, what it's all about, and come out on birdwatching trips. And, yeah, they do get converted often, which is great. Yep.
Great. And what about social media? Is that a factor here? Like, are you a consumer of birding social media, and do you think it's fueling interest amongst younger people, Louise?
Yeah, I do think it is. I mean, I'm on, like, Well, most of the socials, and there's just so many different channels out there that you can actually sign up to, people that you can follow that are kind of pushing bird watching in general. And yeah, it's very much that younger kind of generation that is putting those video clips and all sorts of like fun forms, like kind of like a fun twist on birding.
Yeah, right. So like, are there kind of birding social media superstars, names that you could recommend for us that we should follow if we wanted to get into this in the social media space?
Yeah, well, the one that comes to mind immediately is actually someone who's on Instagram and YouTube and all sorts of things called Bonna Black. She's actually a musician, and she kind of puts a humorous kind of twist on birding. And yeah, she's a young female, which is quite relatable for me anyway. And yeah, I think it's really kind of pushing that burning agenda, which is really good to younger audience.
That's good to hear. I was also looking earlier at Birding with Cobb, a guy called Jacob DeLeo, who's got about 250,000 followers, and he sort of seems to take an approach to birding as if it was similar to Pokemon Go, a sort of real-life version of Pokemon Go. Does that sort of resonate with you?
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, because there's all these like apps that are available now, and like eBird, for instance, that everyone, particularly the younger generation, seem to be getting into, where it's kind of got that competitive side to it, which is really good.
That's great. On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with the president of the Hunter Bird Observers Club, Louise Williams. And as I mentioned, Louise, this is also something that you focus on in your studies as well. What are you doing for your PhD?
Yeah, so for my PhD, I'm focusing on the threatened shorebirds of Port Stephens and also the Hunter estuaries. And I'm looking at the diet of the birds, their source of nutrition, the food web, whether they're being predated by foxes, and also where they're foraging at low tide.
Right. And how long have you been looking into this and what are you finding?
Yeah, so been in my final stages of my PhD at the moment. And so been going for a few years. And what we've found is that, well, firstly, with the fox predation, we're actually finding that on the local scale, foxes are actually not taking shorebirds, because we thought that was a main contributing factor. So they're not actually eating shorebirds, but they might be actually causing a disturbance. Yeah. And yeah, that's not a great thing for these birds, because a lot of these different shorebird species actually have long migration flights to the Northern Hemisphere on an annual basis. And if they're being disturbed, they can't actually put enough weight to survive that journey.
Okay. Well, so if it's not the foxes, have you found any other possible culprits?
Oh, there's a whole suite of other explanations that we have to look into, because disturbance is a really big factor for these birds. Whether it's by humans, like dogs, people walking dogs on beaches and other wetland areas, boats going past, drones, you name it. There's a lot of disturbances, and also like just general encroachment on their habitat by humans, whether it's development, industry, whatever it might be. Lots and lots of threats.
We've had someone texting in to suggest that Mikey the Powerful Owlet is a good follow on Facebook and Instagram if you're interested in birding as well. I'm not sure if you follow Mikey, but there's a recommendation for you as well, Louise.
Excellent.
Now, give us a sense of what's involved in being a member of the Hunter Bird Observation Club. What sort of activities does the club engage in?
Yeah, so we engage in a whole suite of activities. So obviously we have our club nights, which are very well attended. So up to about 70 people each month come along to listen to guest speakers that are of a really high caliber. We also offer outings on a monthly basis, camps, which occur roughly quarterly. We have regular surveys that take various forms, so for various bird groups as well, that occur on a monthly basis. And also we offer a fledglings program, which is targeted at students, well, children basically, and that program actually goes out to schools and to different community groups and interacts with children to get them into birding.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a couple of texters in who are enthusiastically engaging with this topic as well. We're told by John that the Gould Bird Lovers Guild Victoria is still going strong, close to 100 years into its existence. And Sylvia texts to say that as she's listening to Sunday Extra this morning, she's also cutting up old nature magazines for children to make collages when she's relief teaching, and just cut out something that says, with binoculars you can watch birds. So birding for the next generation is going to be promoted through a collage as well. So looks no surprise, I suppose, that the Sunday Extra listenership is into birding. We've only got about a minute left. So I will just ask you briefly before we go, do you have a favourite bird, Louise?
Oh, gosh, that's a really difficult one. My default favourite bird was probably, when people ask me, a Gouldian finch.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the main birds when I was a child that that really got me in. So, just the colours. I don't know if you've ever seen one or a picture of one, but, everyone should look one up.
Yeah, they're amazing.
If you haven't seen one.
They're
incredible. Well, just the colours, the fact that they're this tiny little bird. They were quite rare as well. They still are quite rare, found in the northern parts of Australia. And when I saw them for the first time a couple of years ago in the wild, I was just completely amazed.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, good on you, Louise. I hope that the membership of the Hunter Bird Observers Club keeps flourishing, particularly in the younger demographics. And thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Julian.
That's Louise Williams, ornithologist, PhD candidate at the University of Newcastle and president of the Hunter Bird Observers Club. And for those wondering, the 2026 Aussie Bird Count takes place between 19 and 25 October this year. Now it's time for the 8 o'clock news.
8 ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.